This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Today's question brings us to the topic of grief. It's a normal part of life. When someone close to us dies, it hurts deeply. But in 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul says believers shouldn't grieve as those who have no hope. John, what does he mean by that? Is Paul saying it's wrong for Christians to grieve the death of a saved friend or family member?
Well, what Paul is saying simply is that our grief has to be tempered by what we know to be the glorious future prepared for those who love Christ. The grief of people who have no hope knows no end. I've been around a long time and I've done hundreds and hundreds of funerals. And many of them have been people in a family where there was no hope, where there was no knowledge of Christ. And the loss is absolutely agonizing. Unrelieved, because there's no hope for any reunion, no hope for a wonderful future for the one they loved who died. Very different from the believer's funeral. We grieve because of separation, because of loss, because of pain, because of compassion. But we do not grieve as those who have no hope for the future. We should grieve. We should suffer with those who suffer, weep with those who weep, as well as laugh with those who laugh. But ours is very tempered. Ours is moderated. In fact, I always say at a funeral of a believer, while you're weeping, remember, this is a celebration. We weep, but our parting is but brief. But we have hope in a reunion in a very near tomorrow. That's the believer's hope, and that's why our grief is short.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from 1 Thessalonians, free of charge, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.